caddy played by Hanley Stafford is in an awful diver. The tax returns for his firm must be made out, and he finds his books are not in order. As the scene opens, Daddy is working on his accounts, trying to make them balance before the boss comes to pick them up. Listen.
Oh, this can't be right. Shortage of over $3,000. Better check those assets again.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, I'm looking for assets, and in walks a liability.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. Snooks, I must ask you to leave this room at once.
Why?
Because I want to be alone.
Say it again, Daddy.
I want to be alone. What are you laughing at?
You sound like Rita Grabby.
Never mind that. I have important work to do, and I demand absolute privacy.
What are you doing, Daddy?
You can see I'm up to my ears in charts and figures. That only means one thing.
You're doping the horses.
I'm not doing anything of the kind. I'm trying to get my books back in shape.
Those big square ones?
Yes.
What shape were they before?
Round with filled edges. Now, don't start anything, Snooks. I feel bad.
Why?
Because I just discovered an enormous discrepancy in my aggregate.
Let me see it, Daddy.
You can't see it. It's nothing you can put your finger on.
Does it hurt that much?
It'll ruin me if I don't find it.
Ain't you found it yet?
No.
And how do you know you got it?
I just looked on my debit side and found an increment.
Let me put my finger on it.
Oh, don't be silly. It's the growth on my debit side that's causing the hole on my credit side.
You're really sick, ain't you, Daddy?
You can say that again.
You're really sick, ain't you, Daddy?
I heard you the first time. I'll be still sicker if I don't get straightened out.
Shall I call the doctor?
I don't need the doctor. All I want is a little cooperation from you.
Me?
Yes.
Which side shall I operate on?
On the outside. Snooks, haven't you got any homework to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, go and do it.
I don't like to do it.
Well, pretend you like it.
No, I'll pretend I've done it.
I don't care what you do. All I want is privacy. I'll leave my presence.
I ain't got your presence, Daddy.
Oh, stop it. Now, let me have a look at these expenditures.
I didn't even know it was your birthday.
It's not my birthday.
Then who gave you the present?
Nobody!
Snooks,
you simply must leave the room.
Why?
Number one, I must balance these books. Number two, my boss is coming here. Number three, you're going to do your homework.
Number four, you're going to help me with it.
Number five, I am not. Number six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, you're getting out of here.
Number 12, 14, 96, 9.
Now, what's going on here?
Let's play some more, Daddy.
I'm not playing. You don't seem to understand, Snooks. There are times when a man simply must work.
Why?
Because I've got a wife and children.
Why?
So you're beginning to wonder, too, eh? I've been asking myself that question for 9 years.
What's the answer?
If I knew, I wouldn't have to work for a living.
You're dumb, ain't you, Daddy?
Now, that's none of your business. I made my bed, and now I lie in it. And it's got nothing to do with beds and lying. Does that answer your question?
I didn't ask you nothing.
Well, don't. I don't want any interruptions for the next 15 minutes. Understand?
Understand.
Now, where's my petty cash journal? Here. Oh.
What's in it, Daddy?
Oh, records of trivial expenditures, like postage stamps, paper clips, ink.
And your salary?
Yes. No! Go and do your homework.
You help me with it.
I will not. If I keep on doing your homework, you'll just wind up a big dunce.
That's what my teacher said.
Certainly. I did your whole arithmetic lesson for you last week, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did it get you?
A zero.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean?
Remember I asked you how much was $1 million?
Yes, I remember.
Well, a heck of a lot ain't the right answer.
It's still the right answer as far as I'm concerned. If I had it, I could tell my boss where to go with his broken-down job.
There.
Never mind. I'm still $3,000 short, and you're not helping me find my error.
Well, you ain't helping me do my homework.
I can't help you now. I'm in a terrific jam.
I want some beer.
Oh, what's the use? What is your homework? I'll rip it out for you in 10 seconds.
It's geography.
Okay, okay. Hurry up and give me the questions. Get a pencil.
All right. But I ain't got no paper.
Oh, take any paper. Now, first question, what is the equator? Answer. The equator is an imaginary line that runs around the earth.
Who let him out?
Who let who out?
Imaginary lion.
I didn't say menagerie lion. I said imaginary lion. It means non-existent, nothing. Put it down.
Put nothing down?
No, the answer.
Well, what's the answer?
I just told you. The equator's an imaginary line running around the Earth everywhere equally distant from the two poles and dividing the Earth's surface into two hemispheres. Got it?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
What did I say?
I don't know.
I thought so. Second question. If you were to drill a hole through the center of the globe, where would you come out?
Answer. Out of the hole.
No. They want to know which country. Now, what's the shape of the Earth?
Round.
How do you know it's round?
All right, it's flat. I don't want to argue.
Well, it is round. Now, look. Here's a globe. I start to dig a hole here at the top. Where do I come out?
At the bottom.
I know at the bottom. But which country? Suppose we start in America. Now, dig a hole.
All right.
Why did you stick your pencil into the globe?
I dug a hole.
I didn't want you to dig into this globe.
Why?
Oh, never mind. You start digging in America, you come out in Australia, I think. Now, put that down.
All right.
I must be right, because the next question's about Australia. Australia produces more sheep than any country in the world. Name the members of the sheep family.
Charlie, Tommy, Louie.
No, no. What's the father sheep called?
Daddy.
It's called a ram. The mother sheep is you.
Me?
Not me, you.
Is you the mummy sheep?
Yes, you is the mummy sheep.
I thought you was.
You is.
I thought you is.
Well, nobody's arguing with you. The daddy sheep is called a ram, the mummy sheep is you, and the baby sheep is a lamb. Put it down.
I got it.
Well, what have you got?
You're the mummy, ram the daddy, and lamb the baby.
Okay. Well, the rest of the questions are simple. You take them and let me finish my work.
All right, Daddy.
Oh, wait a minute. Where are you going with my books?
To finish my homework.
But I need those books. I have to show them to my boss.
I got to show them to my teacher.
What on earth for?
I've done my homework in them.
You what?
Ain't I smart?
You little...